Songs and Stories with Steve Roby. All about artists on Hawaii. Learn about the music and backstory on Songs and Stories.
Aloha and welcome to the Songs and Stories podcast. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Steve Roby, and joining me on the phone right now is rising reggae star Lapaka Roots. Aloha, Lapaka.
Aloha, Steve. Thank you for having me here today.
Great. It's great to have you on the show today. Let's start out with a brief overview of your music career so far. How'd you get started?
Well, about 3 years ago, I decided to start taking music a little bit more seriously, and I've been playing the open mic circuit for a while and going out and trying to perfect my craft and covering a lot of songs, a lot of bands like Soldiers of Your Army, Revolution, Tribal Seeds, mainstream reggae music. And I decided that I want to start writing my own music. So I started delving into what it takes to write a good song. I started writing, and of course, my songs were coming out really, really preachy. I wanted to have a message, but I didn't want to come off as a preacher. I wanted to do more of something that people could relate with. So I started doing the open mics and going out and writing some original songs and seeing that people weren't really like vibing well to my originals because I was being a little bit preachy. I wanted to play with a band. And it was this dream of like having a big band and playing originals and playing covers and seeing like other people do it. I wanted to be able to do that, but it was hard to find other musicians to quote unquote, you know, back me up or to jam with me. And the reason that is because as a musician, as an artist, you have to kind of go out there and do the legwork yourself, even with promotions and things like that.
Right.
So I had to build my craft a little bit and get a little bit better. And I put a ad out on Craigslist. And I had made a connection with a drummer from Pohola side. And this is David Fulkerson, who was probably the first guy that I started jamming with.
Right.
He was a reggae drummer. And he's actually the person that introduced me to you and to a lot of the musicians that I play with nowadays.
Right. A little backstory for the listeners there. I had recently moved to the islands and decided to start doing a documentary about the musicians here. And David introduced me to you, and we went to Mana Studio in Hilo and Michael Supernaut. And it's a long story, but you can see it in the film Living on a Rock. But yeah, I was really excited to sit in on a couple of your sessions there with Michael Supernaut. And it was really exciting. How would you say some of those musical influences that you just mentioned shaped your music?
The thing about it is I originally wanted to emulate them. It was this thing of like, I want to be like them or I want to sound like them. So a lot of my ideas came from those types of bands and that type of music. And of course, me being an individual and not having that voice or that sound or those ideas, it started becoming like my own interpretation. And I was kind of getting frustrated with myself. Like I should sound like this or I should sound like that. And as time has slowly begun to progress, I realized that I'm kind of falling into my own sound. It may not be the sound that I thought it would be, but at the same time, it's the sound that it is, and I'm starting to embrace that. And as artists, a lot of the time, we hear so much music that we want to be like this person and that person, and we strive, and we forget that we're unique in our own ways, and we have our own sound, and our sound could be the sound of the future that people can relate to, and they might start to enjoy.
Right. A lot of people on the island admire your ability to strive so well, and especially your self-promotion skills are off the charts there, especially on social media, and it's really paying off for you. Would you like to talk about that?
So I started doing some research on YouTube about how to promote myself and learning different things about kind of, we'll say like tricking Facebook algorithms, because Facebook basically was built and designed around the news feed. So a lot of people post a YouTube video on it and then be super upset that they only got like 3 views or something. And like, this is a great music video that's up here. Why am I only getting 3 views?
Mm.
And that's because Facebook is its own platform and YouTube's its own platform. So if you post a YouTube video on Facebook, a lot of the time it'll get shadow banned because Facebook wants you to post directly to Facebook because that's their platform. So what I'll do sometimes if I have something on YouTube, if I can't for some reason post it into Facebook, into my newsfeed, I'll do what Facebook was actually built around was the newsfeed itself. And I'll say like, hey guys, new music video or such and such is coming up. It's down in the comments. That way the post itself will generate more like grab. to where more people will see it on their feed, and then they can go down into the comments and then they can see the video. So there's all these little tricks of the trade that I wasn't understanding it, because I was posting my Aftershock video and all these things, and it just wasn't doing anything. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? So I started researching and trying to figure out like how to promote myself. As I got better at it, I started helping other artists. And then I realized like a lot of time when we promote too, we'll promote and then we want everybody to help us out. You know, social media and posting is like a full-time job sometimes.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Right, to get people's attention and to get them to be a part of what we're creating. It's so much work. But the work gets cut in half in a way if we are willing to promote others. Because it's that whole thing of like what we give is what we receive is what we give. So I try to help out artists that need help that are willing to share my stuff as well. It's kind of like as a community, we make each other bigger. And sometimes I'm busy, you know, like I just had a thing with my mom, you know, going through some health issues and stuff like that. And I had to kind of step away from my social media, which I usually hit it regularly, daily content or putting something or supporting or promoting somebody else. Right. Yeah. And I had to step back and let everybody know, like, hey, this is what's going on in my life. Like, I'll be back. I didn't disappear. I'll still be in here. And, you know, because I have a lot of family and friends, too, that follow us on social media. So I wanted them to know without having to do text after text after text after text.
Well, it's paid off for you. And the other day while I was cruising through Hilo, you know, here comes one of your songs on the radio. And I was getting my car fixed and the driver was driving. I said, hey, turn that up. I know that guy. And then I see you recently did an interview on Copper Radio in Kona too. So, you know, you're getting the word out there.
It's all that hard work. I'm just really driven and I try to stay consistent. Consistency is the key. I mean, it's difficult because we have families, we have things that come up, we have jobs. Like I work full time and trying to juggle everything all the time is a bit overwhelming. You know, I'm gigging every weekend now since, you know, the COVID thing. Right. And even that was an interesting situation. It was kind of like, hey, we can't really take care of you like how we used to because we don't have tourism, but we'd love to have you come play. And for me to have those opportunities and be able to support these local businesses and for them to even offer me an opportunity, I'm like, sure, I got you guys. It was a tough one because, I mean, for me nowadays, I do like a looper set for the restaurants and stuff. And I have like 3 or 4 truckloads of gear that I take up and down the stairs. Wow. Just to set up. So I have my bass lines and my keyboard lines and I have like my guitar amp and I just have so many different things that have become part of my sound. That way I can do it independently. Wow. Or I can incorporate other musicians. The live streaming was fun. Like it was nice to still be able to get music out there, but it lacked that element of human touch of like people being there and you seeing them responding to the music and being uplifted or somebody coming up dancing. And I'm like, okay, man, make sure you got your mask on. If you're going to dance, you know, we got to protect the establishment right now here, the restaurant,
right?
Because, you know, they're kind of under scrutiny right now too, because they're open, but they have to take extra precautions. So I'm trying to literally protect them as they're having us play and perform and trying to keep everybody safe at the same time. I become like a ringleader of like safety now while I'm playing. I don't know how that happened, but.
Well, good for you.
Thank you, Stephen.
We need that. Well, let's listen to some of your music. I've got your song Living My Best Life queued up right now. Which is, seems appropriate for you. You seem to be living your best life. Tell us how that song came together and the message in it.
So that song was actually inspired by my friends Jeremy Kalima, Prime Footage, and Dane from Toy Monkey, which they're like video producers. And they were using that as a catchphrase a lot. They're just, yeah, we're living our best life. And I was kind of thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, you guys are living your best life. And I'm living mine too. So I started and I wrote a hook around it. And I found myself a decent chorus and I put some verses together and it kind of like flowed out. And I walked around and I wanted to think of reasons that I'm thankful and grateful to be living my best life. Like waking up here with the beautiful sunrises and being here on a Saturday morning, like all those things like inspired me to write this song. And it was really cool. Cause once it was created, it was this whole thing of like, I created like a unity for us. Cause it wasn't like, hey, I used your idea and like, you don't get credit. It's more like, hey, thank you for inspiring me as I inspire you and we inspire each other.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, let's give a listen to Living My Best Life by La Placa Roots here on Songs and Stories.
Life, whoa, whoa, na 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 na, yeah. so early on a Saturday morning. Said I'm feeling so good, there ain't no alarm clock alarming. Look out my window and to my surprise, I said another beautiful sunrise. So I, you know I'm rocking and I'm rocking the flow, because later on tonight, you know we rocking the show. Trying to do my best, I'm trying to live it right, trying to live my best life. I'm living my best life, yeah. And everything is alright. I'm living my best life, whoa. Whoa, na 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 na, eh. I'm living my best life, yeah. And everything is alright. I'm living my best life, whoa. Whoa, na 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 na, eh. And I'm waking up in the morning and I'm feeling alright. And I'm blessed to be alive and share these positive vibes. And the future's looking bright and the music's on me inside. In a world of opportunity, come along for the ride, because you're living your best life. Because you only got one to live. Because we're living our best life. Because we only got one to live. I'm living my best life, yeah. And everything is alright. I'm living my best life, whoa. Whoa, na 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 na, eh. I'm living my best life, yeah. And everything is alright. I'm living my best life, whoa. Whoa, na 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 na, eh. Said you got to live your best life like no other. Said you got to live your best life, my brother. 'Cause the time's like a grain of sand passing you by. So open up your eyes and let the love light shine. Smile and be grateful for the beautiful day. Open up your heart and let the good vibes come in your way. 'Cause like the sunset in the west, it'll bring a brand new day. To fill up your heart with the love and let the music play. Living my best life, yeah. And everything is alright. I'm living my best life, whoa. Whoa, na 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 na, eh. I'm living my best life, yeah. And everything is alright. I'm living my best life, whoa. Whoa, na 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 na, eh. 'Cause you're living your best life. Because you only got one to live. I said I'm living my best life. Because I only got one to live. I said you're living your best life. Because you only got one to live. I said I'm living my best life. Because I only got one to live. I'm living my best life, yeah. And everything is alright. I'm living my best life, whoa. Whoa, na 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 na, eh. I'm living my best life, yeah. And everything is alright. I'm living my best life, whoa. Whoa, na 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 na, eh. I'm living my best life, yeah.
Hey there, this is Chris Stark, and you're listening to the Songs and Stories Podcast. Do me a favor and check out my website, chrisstark.com, where you can sign up to my newsletter, find links to my social media, and pick up my latest album on CD or digital download. Have an awesome day. Aloha.
Do you have aspirations of having your music heard beyond the Big Island?
I really do. I mean, it's even bigger than that. I mean, for me, music is one of those things that lives beyond us. So the fact that it's already recorded and out there, it's like when I do leave Earth and go to wherever we go afterwards, I feel like the music gets to live on, like a part of my soul is out there. Whether you're making money or, you know, getting notoriety or any of that, it's like once you're really doing it for the music, none of that stuff matters. I mean, yeah, it's important to get paid for your work because you're an artist and you're working, but the music itself is what it's all about. I mean, my great-great-grandchildren will get to hear these songs and may never even meet me and be like, hey, my great-grandfather wrote this song and, like, you know, it's so good and it inspires me to wake up. Or music has the ability to change people's lives. Like somebody could be on the verge of committing suicide or something, you know, and your song comes on and it gives them a reason. It gives them hope. It gives them one more day to kind of like change their mind and be like, you know, I want to live today. And then it gets better. I feel like the music will do its own thing. Like I have to promote it and push it, but it's kind of like that snowball effect. If it's a good song and the message is right, I feel like it will gain its own momentum once I give it a good, nice push start.
Mm-hmm. This one's called The Three L's. Talk about that tune, and what do the three L's stand for?
That tune was written during our beginning of quarantine. I'd been sitting in here. My mom had lost her job at the farmer's market in Kona, and I had gotten cut to part-time. So I woke up in the morning and I grabbed my guitar and I was in the room and I was just sitting there thinking, like, what would be a good song that I could write to keep myself positive and inspired in these times, and something that would inspire other people around me? Because a lot of songs that were written during quarantine were about, like, what we're missing or what we're lacking. And I wanted to have something that would give us hope so that we would know that things were going to get better, because it wasn't just about this moment either. Like, I didn't want to mention, you know, COVID-19 or anything in the song. I wanted to give us hope now, because you never know what's going to happen later where that song could be relevant. Mm. So the three L's actually came from my mom. She titled it, because originally the song was called Live, Love, and Learn. And she's like, oh yeah, those are the three L's. And I was like, I kind of like that. I might use that as the title, because it's kind of mysterious, right? You hear the three L's, you're like, okay, what are the three L's? So it kind of brings you in. And then as soon as the chorus hits you, that's what he's talking about.
Let's give that a listen to now. It's Lapaca Roots on Songs and Stories.
To find our ground. Sometimes things are not what they seem, so just hold your focus and dream. Then out of the darkness will shine, when you keep gratitude on your mind. Distractions can keep us all blind to the good that can come in due time. We live, we love, and we learn. We live, we love, and we learn. And we keep on trying until it's our turn. So keep your head up high when times are getting tough. There ain't no room for ever giving up. And never forget, tomorrow brings a brand new day. And always remember, everything will be okay. We live, we love, and we learn. We live, we love, and we learn. We live, we love, and we learn. And we keep on trying until it's our turn. So you got to keep your mind up and never ready, and hold on to the positive. Gotta keep it steady, 'cause life is a lovely journey for you and me. Your love is the answer, see, love is the key. So don't give in to the waste of the vibe or the negative. So just do the best that you can with the life you live. The more you receive, the life you live is the more you give. Take all these thoughts and live positive. We live, we love, and we learn. We live, we love, and we learn. We live, we love, and we learn. And we keep on trying until it's our turn. We live, we love, and we learn. We live, we love, and we learn. We live, we love, and we learn. And we keep on trying until it's our turn.
Hey, what's good, everyone? This is Jazz Kaivi Ko'o, and you're listening to the Songs and Stories podcast. Hey, please follow me and subscribe to my new YouTube channel at Jazz Kaivi Ko'o, and also check out my new CD, Lo-Fi Grits, as well as other productions that I've done at jazztheproducer.com. That's 1Z. Peace.
And we're back with Lapaca Roots here, talking about songs and stories and listening to some of his great music here coming out of the Big Island. How has the pandemic affected your music plans this year? Did you get things canceled or projects that you wanted to work on that didn't happen?
Yeah, I actually did. I had a big show coming up with Sasha Mon that we were going to promote and host in April, and that had gotten canceled. There was a few different things that the pandemic had taken away, you know, but I tried not to really focus on that. I tried to rein in like the fact that good things were going to come from this. In fact, some of the good things that I started thinking about is like once this is over with, how much new music is going to be out there. I mean, I've created a bunch during the pandemic as well that has kept me busy and occupied. As an artist, I felt like it was a big pause. You know, I think I've mentioned that before somewhere, is we took this big break and this big pause for a moment to kind of reflect on our lives, to be home with our families and to not have to be in that 9-to-5 grind all the time, to where we could be safe with our families. And for artists, we got to create. And for those of us who weren't creating, we were probably making babies. So there's probably going to be a bunch of babies from this pandemic.
This be art, music, and babies. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. That's what 2020 has brought on the positive side of things. You know, we have all these other things that are happening, but, you know, those things are kind of out of our control. But I feel that a lot of good has come from it. I mean, there's always going to be silver lining with anything. And it's all about perspective and viewpoint.
Right.
I mean, I had a close call with mom just recently, and I almost lost her. And it's that thing of you got to be thankful for what you do have, you know, and that I still have time with her and I still have time to write and create music and that things will happen again. You know, there will be concerts and shows, and I'm seeing all these different ideas. Like I saw this one, which was really brilliant recently on Facebook, where this rock band played and they set up the stage in front of a big, like, I don't know, maybe it's like a 10-story hotel, and everybody had a room and a balcony. And they rented their room and balcony, and that's how they bought their ticket, so that they could be in their little bubble and still watch the band and dance to the live music out on their balconies.
What's the best way for fans to find your recorded music and videos?
A lot of that would be, it depends on if you have like Spotify. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Pandora Radio. I'm on a few different internet radio stations like Tiki Pod Radio and Vibes Live Radio Show, Palm Tree Radio. You can catch some of my songs on the radio here locally on Kappa FM. I think they play The Ocean, Taking It Easy, Eddie, and Living My Best Life. And they just picked up the three L's. Mm-hmm. And then on KWXX, you can hear Living My Best Life.
Is there a landing point? I mean, do you have a website where people can go and then launch off from there to all these various places?
Okay, so I do have a website, which is lapacaroots.com, with lapacaroots.com. But because somebody else is managing it and I haven't been able to keep it up to date, I would try to direct everybody towards my Instagram and my Facebook.
Okay, I'll put links in the show description below so they can just link on that and go to find you and your music.
Cool. That's why I actually started my own Facebook group, because Facebook groups are the next big thing to where you can, you know, bring everybody and they can keep up with you. And it's a little bit easier to manage it and maintain it. And I can have all my sites and everything. Or if I get a new music video or whatever, I can post it into the Facebook group and be an admin and then have some of my other fellow artists and friends promote their stuff as well.
Wow. You just must live and breathe social media when you're not playing music.
It looks like it, but there's so many times where like I need to be practicing and I'm just like, okay, make this post and like put your phone away. It's hard not to get stuck in the whole like paying attention to likes and views and comments and all that. And as an artist, I noticed that we do have to build rapport with people. So if they do comment and things like that, like be genuine and like go back and like the comment and like build the rapport. Because one thing that kind of bothers me sometimes is like if I say something or comment something or I like something from somebody who I like, and it's just kind of like they don't acknowledge that you exist. So I'm trying to take that and trying to not repeat that process, but still trying to keep balance and space so that I'm still building rapport and I'm still networked with everybody, but I still have my own personal space so I can write and create and focus on music.
Congratulations. You keep on doing what you're doing. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I'd like to give that a shout out to you for doing Songs and Stories. And for being there since the beginning when I released my first song, Aftershock. Like, you've been on the ride since day one, and then slowly being a part of my progression and having a big opportunity last year to open for Mike Love at the Keeley Theater with Sara Indio. It's really cool to see you along the way. And I'm looking at maybe in the next possible 2 years or so at performing at my first Hola Alea. They postponed it this year.
Yeah, that's
so sad. I won't be playing this one, but I'm kind of in the mix to have a potential chance at finally playing one. So when it does happen, hopefully, you know, I get Lemon Pie as a hit or another song that can generate it.
That'll be fun. Yeah, I think you deserve that.
Hey, thank you, brother. I'll keep working. I'll keep grinding and staying grounded, because that's the main thing is, like, even though these good things are happening, you have to remember where you started from and stay humble.
Yeah. Well, Lapaka, mahalo for your time today. And I hope we can see each other face to face in person real soon.
Most definitely, Stephen. Thank you for having me here.
All right. Thanks for listening to Songs and Stories.
Hey, Big Island music fans. If you're enjoying this episode, be sure to subscribe and share the podcast on your favorite social media channels. For more about what we do, visit us online at bigislandmusic.net. Thanks for listening.
Would you like to be part of the podcast? If you go to our website, bigislandmusic.net, you can record a comment about the show or tell us about a musician you'd like to see interviewed. Just click on the microphone icon and start recording. Don't forget to tell us where you're located. Your comments might be included in a future podcast. So head over to bigislandmusic.net. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening to the Songs and Stories podcast. Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. We'll see you next week on Songs and Stories. Aloha.